This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes after the hour. I'm mostly an optimist. My name is Doug Steffen. Happy that you're here. I guess I would say I'm an optimist 80% of the time. What about it, ladies? Jennifer, Victoria, Kara?
I think that's true.
Yeah. Keep looking for the good stuff. And we do that. It's one of the hallmarks of the DJV program, which is here with the aforementioned ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer leads off with a poll that's been taken on the First Amendment. Yes, the freedom. A lot of people hide behind that. Matter of fact, I'm involved in a lawsuit right now. One person is trying to gum up the works of my new plan for the farm, and she's looking for information and expressing herself because the court said, well, you don't really have any merit. So she filed under the First Amendment, the freedom she has to speak her mind, which I found kind of creative, given the fact she doesn't even have a lawyer. She's pretty smart. So what do? We know it's not going to go anywhere, but it's still an interesting approach to things governmentally. Do we understand? I think a lot of people don't even understand what the First Amendment is, Jennifer. You think that's true or not?
I think that a lot of people don't understand why it's significant anymore, and that's why this makes me very nervous, I think, because I don't know if this is a result of what we teach kids in school, but the poll is this.
Or don't teach kids in school.
Or don't, exactly. Yeah. A majority of Americans want the First Amendment rewritten, and if you drill down, 51% of millennials want fines or jail time for hate speech. Mm. Now, this is where I part company, with those millennials, because who determines what is hate speech?
Exactly.
And part of maybe the greatest reason, the greatest right afforded to us is our freedom of speech in this country, and to move in a different direction is not the path I think is the best one. So here's what this poll says. More than 60% of Americans agree on restricting speech in some way. A slim majority, 51%, want to see the First Amendment rewritten to reflect the cultural norms of today. Now, the Campaign for Free Speech is the organization that conducted this survey, and the results indicate that free speech is under more threat than probably we previously thought. The findings, according to the executive director at this Campaign for Free Speech, say they're frankly extraordinary. Of the 1,004 respondents, young people were the most likely to support curbing free expression and punishing those who engage in hate speech. Nearly 60% of millennials, those are respondents between the ages of 21 and 38, agreed the Constitution goes too far in allowing hate speech in modern America and should be rewritten. That's compared to 48% of Gen Xers and 47% of baby boomers. A majority of millennials also supported laws that would make hate speech a crime. Of those supporters, 54% said violators should face jail time.
Really?
I'm just curious how they ask the questions, because if someone just came up to you on the street or in a poll and said, do you think hate speech should be illegal? Do you think someone should be punished for hate speech? Then I think people might say yes without thinking further into it, like about the First Amendment. I don't know, because people don't want hate speech. So I don't know. I think it just kind of depends on how it's asked. I don't support changing the First Amendment, but I do think that places like Twitter and Facebook and social media companies have a responsibility to do more about the hate speech that shows up on...
Here we are, back to Facebook. Yeah,
well,
back
because to those Facebook. Those are private companies, and they have the ability to take action.
Set the bar.
I think that is where the vast majority of hate speech happens, is on those social media platforms, and I don't really think that they do anything to quell that.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, they would say they don't, because the people have the right to express themselves and do crazy things, if that's what they're deemed. I thought it was interesting in tying that to an overview of Halloween and what is appropriate and what isn't appropriate. The witches that are plotting a spell against President Trump, the Bed Bath & Beyond jack-o'-lantern thing with blackface. At what point does this stop? I guess that's my... I never would have ever even thought, and you were asking me earlier about whether I ever went out to trick-or-treat, and I never did as a kid, but I decorated lots, so I used to actually have a lot of fun decorating pumpkins. I can remember cutting out the eyes and the nose and the mouth, and I can remember painting things on it and using black paint to do it. And apparently I'm a racist because I used black paint for eyes on a pumpkin. Again, back to, at what point does this become ridiculous? And the people who is complaining about it, sometimes these reactions happen before even anybody says anything about it. I said the same thing with the Pierre Trudeau thing. For God's sakes, it was 20-some-odd years ago. Justin, excuse me. Pierre was his father. He may have done more. His father was a character. So anyway, I think yeah, you can hear the exasperation of my voice. Kmart has removed a bride costume because there was backlash about that. But I didn't. I saw the blackface jack-o'-lantern thing at Bed Bath & Beyond. What's the story? Anybody know the story of the bride costume? What is that all
about?
I haven't heard anything
about it. The bride costume is inappropriate for kids because they've got these little child brides walking around. I'm so glad that I don't have to come up with a Halloween costume for kids anymore, because think about just how many rules there are. You can't be a hobo. You can't be an Indian. You can't be, what else is outlawed now? There's like so many different things. Now you can't be a child bride. I mean, there's just a lot of different rules that we all have to do.
If this is an $8 billion a year business, Halloween, what are people buying for outfits for the kids, or what are they making? I like to think my sisters, I'm trying to remember what my sisters wore. I think my younger sister wore a tutu, frou-frou, what do they call them?
A tutu. Yeah. Ballerinas, Megan, you mean?
I remember Megan did that once on Halloween, too. Dressed up and, you know, had a little makeup on her face. And,
yeah, I mean, I think people are still characters from movies. Now they're characters from video games. Like, I haven't been to a Halloween store, but both my sisters have been shopping, and apparently Fortnite costumes are huge.
What's that?
It's a video game, so they have lots of different characters, and they all dance in specific ways and wear certain costumes. So people are dressing like that. My nephew is going to be something from a toy that kids play with. God, why can't I remember what it's called? Beyblades, which are just these little spinny tops. I have no idea how he's going to dress like a spinning top, but that we'll see about that. And then people from like TV shows. My other sister is going to be something from Stranger Things. So I think those are popular. It's just that you can't be a specific race of people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Stranger Things costumes I've seen a lot.
Yeah, there are a lot of those. Very popular. You can be princesses. I don't know. I think there's still a lot of options, but. Just tell your kids to be a little bit more creative in what they're doing instead of buying something from a store.
Well, make something. That'd be even better.
Right.
Under the circumstances. All right, in a moment, we're going to examine the latest. Jennifer's going to give us an update on the wildfires. We've sort of let that go. Not as good a coverage of it while you were gone, Jen, but there's still evacuations happening because of the fires that continue in Southern California. So an update on that after this.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I'll say hi to Sam Wells, David Foley, David Hoffman, Diane Julian, Earl Bame, Henry Richer, who just posted on Facebook. You guys discuss hate speeches, if such language is defined or even exists. What's offensive to one many may not be to another. I don't care if you don't like what I say. I think that's what we kind of were saying, isn't it? But I don't really care what people think.
I don't think we were defining it, but I think that as people, we should care what other people think what we say.
Yeah.
And I do care about other people.
Right.
I don't mean
care
it that
about
way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It depends on what you're talking about.
I mean, just because I don't agree with something doesn't mean I want to limit them from saying it.
Yeah, you don't have to. Well, I'm not saying that. You don't have to stop talking just because other people don't like what you're saying. But I think that we should all be a little bit more conscious about how the things we say and do impact other people.
Exactly.
I think that's one of the problems we have.
If we are conscious, yes. Mm. California, here we come. Right back where I started from. So there are still strong winds that are affecting the wildfires. A lot of these storms are still pretty quick, moving around pretty fast here. How much over the last couple of weeks, Jennifer, you have any idea how many acres have been burned? How
a
many
lot.
Homes?
It's yeah. bad. You can actually still hear it in my voice because it's smoke and the particulate that's in the air. Yeah, there are several, I think over five fires burning in California, and it's been a challenge because the response from the state has been to shut people's power off, and shutting people's power off, stuff is still burning. In fact, the fire that broke out on Thursday in Los Angeles, the tick fire, they shut down
the
power.
Why do they call it the tick fire? Why is it called?
Because for whatever, must be like Tick Canyon or something. I don't know. Hmm. But they call it the tick fire for whatever reason. And that one, they had just shut down the power to all the surrounding communities. And then literally like an hour later, the fire started. So it's not working. It's not effective. It's inconveniencing a lot of people. Hmm. And the Northern and Southern California are just having a huge problem with these
maybe
winds, the dry
burn
conditions.
Burn up some of the rats, because L.A. is the number two rat capital of the world, right?
It might.
That's the rats.
I think they all live at City Hall. I think that's where they're breeding.
That's where the rats are, anyway. 21 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Musgraves in our musical focus here, coming up on 24 after the hour. This hour is focused on a couple of different, maybe there's a relationship between this story and the next one, country music, etc. Casey is another amazing record on her hands. It's not music related this time. She and the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum received the Guinness World Record title for the world's largest display of coloring pages, which was on Tuesday, National Color Day. Full rainbow-shaped color display weighs 500 pounds, includes 1,500 coloring pages that were submitted by people from more than 30 states around the country. The museum's Mike Kerb Conservatory houses the spectacle under the Casey Musgraves All of the Colors exhibition, which runs through June of next year. Musgraves appeared at her own exhibit to accept the plaque next to the museum CEO Kyle Young. The Instagram caption read, "Thank you to everyone who sent in pages or came to color with us. The record belongs to you as well." So what do we know about this? Mike Kerb was an instrumentalist and arranger.
Yeah, I was going to ask Victoria if you know anything else that's in the exhibit besides the giant rainbow. Just the rainbow?
No, she's got the whole exhibit of Casey's stuff is there.
Is
so it's
like
part
all
of
her
that.
Clothes and
yeah, it's her clothes and it's remember that big pink tutu dress that she wore? That's part of it. It's her instruments, some handwritten lyrics, kind of like a typical, you know, Country Music Hall of Fame exhibit.
Huh. I would like that because all her clothes are very sparkly and fun.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure it's lots of rainbows and glitter and yeah.
All right, so there's that story. Let's move along now to the celebration of the new YouTube original documentary, The Gift, The Journey of Johnny Cash. Streaming company has announced plans for the first Cash Fest in Nashville. That's kind of interesting, isn't it, huh? Scheduled for the 10th of next month at the War Memorial Auditorium. The event will include performances of a lot of Johnny Cash's music, wide group, a wide-ranging group, good mix here of artists. Little Big Town, L. King, Cage the Elephants, Matt Schultz, and Midland. Additional artists participating in the Review Style show presented in partnership with the Johnny Cash Trust and the Best Fest include Perry and Eddie Farrell, Judah and the Lion, Grace Potter, Todd Snyder, Ketch Secor, John Oates from Hall & Oates. That's an interesting combination. Yeah. Tickets are on sale. Proceeds will go to the Music Cares Foundation. Its mission is to help musicians when they are in crisis. Attendees also get to see clips of the documentary, which will be released as I... Well, is it in concert with this event in November? When is this the gift, the Johnny Cash gift?
That's going to be on YouTube.
On November 11th, yeah, so it is right after that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great in cooperation with the Cash Estate, helmed by director Tom Zimney, who did the Springsteen on Broadway thing. The 90-minute feature, I want to see this. I want to see this.
Well, it'll be free, so you can.
That has to be downloaded, right? By
no, you just go to YouTube.com. YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. No, I mean, there's something that just gets me about him. It grabs me.
Yeah,
this is
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. And the consistency of how his guitar, I don't know how he did that, but the guitar always sounds the same, doesn't it?
Yeah, he has his own sound. Yeah.
Is it deep? Yeah, it's like the guitar was made for him. Or he was made for the guitar, maybe. That probably is. Johnny Cash in the focus here, appropriately. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Oh, I never go.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
'Tis the season for wildfires in California, and indeed there are about a dozen burning right now, including two notable ones. There's one in Los Angeles County in Southern California that broke out yesterday afternoon. A Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors spokeswoman says of the Tick Fire,
"We know numerous homes have been burned. We know that at least six, but that number may rise."
Meanwhile, in Northern California, the Kincaid Fire in Sonoma County has blown up to 16,000 acres, while it's only about 5% contained. A funeral will be held in Baltimore today for the late Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died last week at 68. Speakers will include former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. I'll try that again, Doug.
I know,
with Jennifer Horn. That's what I meant to say. Victoria Keelan is here, as usual. Kara Schillen at the controls. Everything is right with the world. Everybody is where he or she is supposed to be, with the exception of Scott Israel, the now former Broward County Sheriff. Took him a long time to do this, Victoria. And actually, the fact that the Senate voted to get rid of him, I thought was pretty significant. This is kind of like an impeachment, isn't it? The manner of speaking?
I guess. He's been suspended. Then they went through a vote in the Senate to remove him. So he has now officially been removed for negligence following the two shootings that occurred within his term. Of course, that was the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, which left 17 kids dead, and then a 2017 shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Airport where another five people were killed, and that both of those happened on his watch. And so Governor Ron DeSantis has issued an executive order that suspended Israel in January, and then the Senate took over and voted, and he's gone now. Now, he
says
politics won
the day. Well, is he a Republican and the rest are Democrats, or the other way around? What is that?
DeSantis wasn't the governor then, I don't think.
No, it was Rick Scott.
Yeah.
Scott was. Yeah.
This is a cover for the governor. This is a guy who didn't run into the school when he should have.
Right.
Well, who worked for Israel. Right?
No, Israel. The guy himself, the sheriff.
Scott Israel. Thought there was somebody else that they... Wasn't there somebody else?
Other people got fired on a lower level, deputies and stuff like that, but this is the guy, this was at the top. I don't know if he actually told his deputies not to go forward into the school, but there was something, I don't remember specifically now.
Sticky about it.
There was something there, yeah.
Right. Got what he deserved anyway. Here's a story from Bangladesh. Do people even know where Bangladesh is? No one would have known where it was unless the Beatles came along. That's how I learned where
it
was.
Is that why? Really?
Yeah, no, seriously.
It didn't exist before the Beatles?
It did, but nobody knew where it was. And I'm going to bet that because a lot of people don't even remember much about the Beatles these days, that they don't know anything about Bangladesh, which is a very backward sort of religious encounter if you ever get a chance to take a trip over there. The principal of a religious school among 16 people who were sentenced to death yesterday for the murder of a teenage girl. She was killed because she refused to withdraw a complaint of sexual harassment against the principal. This is a religious school. Bangladesh is a sort of religious, it's thought of as a religious commune, if you will, like an entire country that's a religious commune. And I find these sorts of things, when you appreciate, as much as we say often we feel that our country isn't the shining light in the dark anymore, when it comes to stuff like this, you got to appreciate where you are, even though there are things that go on here that, you know, you look at that story of the husband and the wife, that she was a teacher, I forget what he did. And they're you know, being tried on all kinds of sexual harassment and issues that I don't even want to talk about. And, you know, so we have weird people doing really salacious things in our country. But I don't know. I think you find the fact that this man he was going to kill this girl. And then did.
Well, he didn't.
Well.
Yeah, so she went to the school, she filed a complaint with the police that he was sexually harassing her, and then a few days later, I guess the police filmed her, I don't know if it was for evidence or what, they filmed her during her, you know, discussion with them. That video got out, and then about 16, 17 guys lured her onto the top of the roof of the school and burned her alive. Which is a horrible, horrible thing.
Oh, my God.
And I guess the only thing that we can be glad about is, you know, while we're talking about maybe disgusting things that have happened in this country, that at least the judicial system seems to be working in some way, because they're all going to be sentenced to death, which, I don't know, is a huge loss of life for what purpose?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it all boils down to back to gender issues around the world. I thought it was interesting that Meghan Markle showed up this week talking about gender equality. It's been a big thing on the fall agenda at the United Nations. And what Meghan said was that gender equality can't happen without men taking part in the discussion.
It's true.
And it is, yes. I thought that, you know, the young world group champions young leaders, male and female. There was a conversation. Meghan voiced her opinion that gender equality can only be achieved when individuals work together as a unit. What she said is, what you're all capable of doing independently is incredible, but then when you work collectively, our intention today is to try to create somewhat of a task force to see what we could do with our communities and then to use the knowledge to apply it to whatever's happening in these communities, in these countries. In terms of gender equality, which is something I've championed for a long time, I think that conversation can't happen without men being a part of it.
Absolutely.
What do you suppose when she
men
has
need
that
to
conversation?
Be our allies.
Yeah, well, you know, we all have to work together and understand what the issues are, it seems to me. And in this case, I would it'd be interesting to. Would you want to be a fly on the wall when she was talking about this with her prince?
I think they're over. Very much aligned on all those issues.
I think they're aligned.
There's an argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's an alignment, frankly.
I think they're a lot closer than people maybe
I think they are,
think.
Too.
Yeah.
I watched a little of that special in Africa that was on ABC.
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very enlightening. And this guy obviously loves this woman and wants to do whatever he can to protect her.
Yeah, to the detriment of his relationship with his family, I think.
With his brother and, yeah, right, yeah. So...
I'm a little tired of the victim thing with her, though. She's kind of...
You think she's playing it?
Yeah.
What?
Really?
Oh, my God. I think you're an actress and a princess. You have to expect that the news media is going to be interested in you. You have to expect
it's not,
that
but it's beyond interest, though, Jen, over there. The tabloids, it's beyond.
They're after her.
It's not just her interest of, like, you know, following her around. It's way beyond that. It's horrible, racist, and disgusting things that they say to her in headlines. It's awful.
According to a recent survey, nearly one in three women feel there is a gender gap when it comes to the workplace, especially with not much signs of improvement. Let's listen to Jim Smith go over the details.
According to a new Harris Poll survey, a gap still exists between how men and women feel about gender workplace equality. Doris Savron, Vice Provost of Academic Colleges at University of Phoenix, explains.
85% of men believe they have equal opportunity to show their worth in the workplace, while only 73% of women believe they do. Women should be willing to self-advocate in their careers if they want to gain access to equal opportunities. Speak up, share your ideas, and volunteer for high-priority projects.
Women and men must work together to improve workplace equality.
Sometimes women are excluded from important meetings or decision-making sessions, which can impact their careers and professional growth. Men can lobby for change by amplifying the voice of women. By creating mentorship opportunities, both men and women leaders can help their female colleagues by sharing their expertise and inviting them to participate in leadership tasks.
Visit phoenix.edu to learn more.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's time on the DJV program to understand sports betting. We started a series of overviews of how you can get involved, what it's all about, sort of the school of sports betting, thanks to the help from Adam Burns, who is the sports book manager for betonline.ag. That's betonline.ag. So let's start with the baseball playoffs and what's going on there. A lot of people favored the Astros, but as we're having this conversation going into the weekend, the Nationals are ahead 2-0. What does that do to the odds? And should people be, once you bet, can you change your bet? Or once the bet is in, you got to play it?
No, basically, I mean, once you put your bet in, if you bet on the series, you're correct that Houston was about 1-3 or -300 favorites. And the Nationals were just over 2-1 to win the series. So, anyone who got their bet in on the Nationals is looking pretty good right now. And personally, I bet on the Nationals at over 2-1.
Ah, yeah. All right. But it's too late to be betting on it now anyway, right?
Well, you can still get in on it, and now the Nationals are favored, about minus 200.
So not going to have the kind of impact. You're not going to get the kind of dough out of it. Yeah, exactly.
So they're the favorites to win it all now.
All right. So there you go. Things change there. All right. Next up, a focus on, let's talk about college football before we talk about professional football. College football, games, teams, the odds are on whom this weekend when it comes to some of these big games. I'm going to an Ohio State game in a couple of weeks, and I said, okay, what time does the game start? The guy says, I don't know, because they change every week depending on how the teams play. I didn't know that. That's something that's been going on for a while, I guess, right? Some of these big teams?
Yeah, sometimes they do that just to have it in prime time. You know, college football right now is sort of at the spot where it's narrowing down to, maybe six teams that have a chance to actually make the playoffs and win. Obviously Ohio State is covered pretty much every week.
Is it?
You know, last week there were 17-point favorites, and they absolutely destroyed. And then you look at Clemson, Alabama. Okay, Alabama's quarterback is hurt, so that changed up the odds a bit. But you got Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame even has a chance. College football is interesting because it's not like other sports. It's kind of voted on, right? So you have to be careful when you put up odds on these things and saying, like, who's going to win the championship? Who's going to win the game? It's different than NFL or NBA and stuff like that. So college football is one of the things we really put emphasis on, how we put up our lines and how we put up our bets to win the whole championship and to make the playoffs.
Have you updated the odds for the playoff chances now? We look at the NFL. The situation is changing as we're getting deep into the season. What's changing in the various conferences?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mean, the NFL, there's been so many injuries this year that it kind of makes it a little bit interesting, right? You had Breeze out. He might play this week. You had Roethlisberger out. But if you look now, I mean, it depends what team you want to talk about.
Well, I'm looking at the playoffs. The wagering is beginning now, again, close enough so we can start seeing some serious bets on who's going to make the playoffs. Yes, the Dolphins and playoff.
Well, the Dolphins, I mean, they have no chance.
No.
But they're awful.
Well, they even win a game, I guess. Is people betting on that, I bet. Yeah?
Yeah, well, we have it at about 3-2 that they'll go winless.
Really?
But I think I said, I don't know if it was on this show, but I've said it before that they play the Jets twice. So,
someone
has to win those games. So
right.
it's interesting, but
it is.
I mean, we have odds up on all that stuff. And I think right now, though, like if you would ask me, Adam Burns, who's going to be in the finals of the Super Bowl, I would say Patriots, Packers. And that would be probably one of the best epic games that ever happened.
Packers, down 250 and no, or up 210. So people are looking at the Packers, obviously, and they're figuring, all right, there's something there. Good advice. A lot of good information. A lot of fun, actually. You can spend a lot of time at betonline.ag and come away. Maybe you bet a little bit. Maybe you just want to see what wagering is all about. It's good education as much as anything else. So, Adam, thank you. Adam, the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Three at the hour. It's time for a visit with our auto expert, Nick Miles is here. Well, actually, he's not here. He's there. He's usually there and not here. This week, he's in Japan, in Tokyo at the Motor Show. And I want to find out what the latest is from the Japanese sector. I'm expecting that's what the highlight is of the Japanese car show. You wouldn't expect there'll be a lot of German cars there, but then you can never tell. Getting to Nick in a moment. A lot of car names are warm and inviting, indicating their safety or reliability. Some cars that are around, some of the automobiles, have intentionally scary names. See, this is, I guess it's spooky. This is the Halloween time of the year. Jay Curtis gives us some of the names.
With Halloween on the way, our friends at Auto Trader are looking for some cars with spooky names. Brian Moody, executive editor at Auto Trader.
The Dodge Challenger SRT Demon is one of the most powerful cars on our list, cranking out 808 frightening horsepower, which gives its competitors plenty to be afraid of. Another perfectly spooky named car is the Ford F-150 Raptor. It's fast, scary, and you don't want to get in its way.
According to Moody, these intentionally spooky names tell drivers about their scary fast performance, making consumers wanting to get behind the wheel even more.
We also have the Rolls-Royce Phantom, the ultimate luxury sedan. It's the ghost that haunts all other luxury cars with its sheer opulence. There's also the Rolls-Royce Wraith, which is an old Scottish word for ghost or spirit. The old-school luxury coupe is a bit of a throwback, but has a decidedly modern look and a cool-sounding name.
For the complete list, visit autotrader.com.
All right, before we get to the Japanese cars, Nick, Subaru announcing it's recalling 400,000 vehicles in the U.S. to fix problems with engine computers and debris that falls into the engine. Where are the Subarus made? I've forgotten. What are you laughing?
Well, they're Japan, but there's also a plant in Indiana, just outside Indianapolis. They make the Ascent there, which is their big SUV. The plus the Legacy is made. The Legacy first car that they ever made in the United States, by the way. They pump a huge amount of those out. Yeah, Subaru have had a bad time of it, Doug. They had the Takata airbag scandal. They had to do all those being recalled. And they're actually pretty solid cars. I mean, you know, if you own a Subaru, it'll get you through almost any kind of weather condition. So it just seems unfortunate they've been hit with another recall. But at this point, the recall is not sure how – we're not sure how serious it is. There's no do not drive your car at this point notice going out. It's just a please get it fixed as soon as possible notice.
The first one, apparently the engine computer can take can keep powering the ignition coil after the motor has shut off. That would cause a short circuit, blow a fuse probably. And then there's a bunch of Imprezas that have a problem. The aluminum positive crankcase ventilation valve falls apart. Yeah, okay. The debris falls into the engine. That's not too cool.
Yeah, I mean, if that happens, of course, you've probably got to replace at least the parts of the engine that get damaged as well. Computer stuff is fairly easy to fix. It's just flashing the software. Parts that fall apart, not good news, unfortunately.
Well, there are a lot of Subarus in this country. I'd forgotten they were made, I don't know why, in Japan. They seem to be not like the other cars. So what are you seeing there at the Tokyo Motor Show? The big brands are Toyota, right, and Honda.
Toyota.
Those are two.
Yeah, I mean, Toyota and Lexus are kind of leading most of the show stuff here, and Nissan as well as Honda. They do have a lot of stuff. You know, Tokyo Olympics coming in the summer of 2020, so there's a lot of transportation around that. But Lexus unveiled this LF30, which is this new car. Instead of having an engine or a motor of some kind, it has four different motors and one inside each wheel, which is kind of a novel and unique way to approach powering a car. I actually may have driven this car. I may not be allowed to talk about it publicly, and it may be quite stunning, but I will tell you, this changes the dynamic. Have you ever seen how a tank works, where they just power one side or the other on those tracks and it turns left or right? Well, imagine there's two. You can power the right wheels and the vehicle will turn left, or you could power the left wheels and the vehicle will turn right. So it changes the whole dynamic of driving the car.
Kind of like driving a bulldozer, where you pull the brakes on one side. It is. That's the
kind
same
of.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
So what's the power for the motors on the wheels? Where do they get their power? It's electric?
Electric batteries. So they're electric motors. They're in the wheels themselves. They call it posture control, the way it drives, and it has a lot of really interesting stuff. I drove something that's going to be in it today, some of the technology, and the steering wheel changes its ratio as you turn a corner. So it's very futuristic.
Nick Miles reporting from the Tokyo Motor Show on the DJV program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.